1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. It's the place to go. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We will talk to you about anything. Otherwise, we'll bring up things interesting to us. And Gardner, tonight, you have a brief story about Amazon.com. Now, of course, we talk a lot about Amazon.freetalklive.com, which is the way you should enter Amazon if you are a Free Talk Live listener and you want to help support Free Talk Live. So Amazon.freetalklive.com. But it's the same Amazon. It's just a special portal. Now, Amazon has made a business decision within the past few days that may prove to be fairly unpopular with some people. But for me, I say more power to them. What happened?
Well, just as people hear Amazon.freetalklive.com, that means that you are an affiliate of Amazon and you have a portal to get into Amazon. And if people work,
I believe I'm an associate.
An associate, yes, that's it, an associate. And if they go through you, you help bring sales to them. You mention Amazon.com, you get a certain amount back, and people can help you at the same time they're buying the Amazon products.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in certain areas of the United States, certain states are trying to get tax revenue out of people who do what you do in their states.
I don't think you're quite correct. I think you're talking about the Amazon affiliate program, which is for businesses, but I will verify that.
Yes, well, it's interesting because
like businesses that are selling products through Amazon.
Well, this is very interesting because I have two sides here. I have a link that says Amazon Associates on this article, and in the article it says affiliates. So that's
confusing.
It's very interesting. So I'll read this to you, and let me give you cite the source. This comes from techflash.com, and it says this. Amazon cuts off Rhode Island affiliates over tax issue.
Mm.
And Eric Engelman is the writer, and they have a little graphic that says Amazon Associates on it. But the text says, just days ago, Amazon.com ended its North Carolina affiliate program after sales tax legislation in that state. Over sales tax legislation in that state. Now the online retail giant has cut off its Rhode Island affiliates as well. Amazon is fighting efforts by a variety of states to force it to collect sales tax on the basis of its affiliate programs. So it does seem like it's the affiliates.
But Amazon, now, actually, I'm sorry to interrupt here. I'm reading the actual email from Amazon.
And it's a great email.
And the email is to Amazon Associates, not affiliates.
Ah.
So according to the email,
this is people as opposed to businesses?
This is like Free Talk Live. Like if Free Talk Live were in North Carolina, our Amazon thing would be dead in the water.
We'd be upset about that.
You wouldn't be able to do it. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, and I like what Amazon is doing here, but I don't know if it is incentivizes people in the right manner. For instance, North Carolina was getting nothing from the sales of Amazon products and then passed a law in the hopes of getting a certain percentage of the sales of Amazon products.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon has cut off its affiliate program in North Carolina and will therefore be paying nothing to the government of North Carolina.
And nothing to its
and nothing
associates.
To its associates. Mm-hmm. So the only person that gets punished here are the residents of North Carolina.
Yes,
that were
as they should be punished. For being a bunch of do-nothings who, you know, are essentially getting the government they deserve, right? This is what they
that's
wanted.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Hey, they elected these people, right?
But, you know, Amazon's standing
well
on principle here, and they're going to be losing revenue, too.
That's true.
They will lose some, but not much likely. Amazon's name, a lot of these people came on board. Free Talk Live came on board, 5 years ago or something like that as an associate, and Amazon's name is now bigger as a result, as a result of advertising, and its association with Free Talk Live and all the other associates. So Amazon has benefited in the relationship up to this point. And if they decided, we're ending our affiliate program worldwide, likely they would get some kind of lawsuits against them that they would lose because these people have...
Would they have lawsuits set against them? It's their program. They probably have it in their agreement that they can end it at any time they deem necessary.
They may.
Well, you know,
it's a form of advertising that I don't particularly like. I don't like that, companies manage to get the benefit of, you know, advertising and promotion from people, and then they can in the future decide. Now, Amazon hasn't done this, but they can in the future decide that they're going to cut off that relationship. When I am still, my intention of promoting Amazon up to this point has been that I believe Amazon will be here in 5 years or 10 years, or, and I will be associated with them. Do you understand? Because it's not like getting a paycheck where you go and you say, well, I'll get the paycheck and I'll work today for the amount of money that I'm going to get paid, or week or month or year, or whatever it is, however you get it.
Yeah, but that's just it. Whether it's you building your referral business to Amazon, or in another kind of very similar situation, like a multi-level marketing company or something like that, whether you sign up for a multi-level marketing company, as we talked about that a few weeks back on the program, you're expecting that you're going to be able to build your business as an independent marketer for that company, and that company's still going to be around in 5 years. But anybody that knows that industry knows that in 5 years, that company might have disappeared, folded, or, you know, been scamming people. Who knows? They might close their doors for whatever reason.
Those are the
and they have no obligation to stay in business for you.
I don't think they have an obligation to stay in business for you, but my question is, if they're still in business, don't you think that it's morally an obligation of theirs to continue their affiliate program and allow people
who have built their business
up to that point?
There's a criminal gang coming in and stepping in between the agreement, and they're saying, look, this gang wasn't here
before. In this case, that is true, and I'm not saying that I support Amazon in this particular case.
You're saying if the gang wasn't...
I'm talking about in general.
If they were to just do that.
Cut off on a worldwide basis.
Then you should get into an agreement that has something
and
like
I think,
that.
And I think clearly what Amazon is doing here...
You don't have that power, though.
Like I said, Amazon knows that this is going to be detrimental to them. I would like to see what sort of numbers we'd be seeing on the amount that Amazon could potentially lose by shutting these things down.
There's got to be a lot. It's got to be significant. I mean, they're cutting off every single associate in one state region.
Yeah, and it's the two states now, and this is the Hawaii looks like they're going to be moving this direction as well. And what is fascinating to me is that the principled stance that Amazon is taking here opens up some very interesting constitutional questions if people want to deal on the constitutional side of all this legalese and all these hassles. First, we've got to recognize that there is a coercive agent here that wants a cut of the share of what these private individuals would like to do in exchange, in free market exchange. They're saying, no, we're not going to allow you to work with each other peacefully. You are going to give us a portion of what you exchange. And frankly, I'm disgusted by that. But it's very interesting. The text of the letter, just like you mentioned, this is what went out to the Rhode Island affiliates. We are writing from the Amazon Associates program to notify you that your associates account has been closed as of June 29, 2009. This is a direct result of the unconstitutional tax collection scheme.
Good for them. Calling it like it is.
Yes, and they say passed by the Rhode Island General Assembly with a veto-proof majority. As a result, we will no longer pay any referral fees for customers referred to Amazon.com or Endless.com after June 29th. We were forced to take this unfortunate action in anticipation of actual enactment because of uncertainties surrounding the legislation's effective date. The governor could sign the bill or have his veto overridden any day now. And that is great. And it's very interesting because, you know, when they wrote the Constitution, this is just the kind of thing that the founding fathers were trying to avoid: states blocking interstate commerce. And this is just what these money hungry jerks in Rhode Island and in North Carolina are trying to do.
And I feel bad for the people there, but what can you do about this? I mean, Mark, I understand where you're coming from, where you say that it'd be nice if you can get into an agreement that says that you'll be able to promote Amazon for at least 5 years. But they need the flexibility as a corporation, a company that is operating internationally and certainly amongst the 50 states. They need the flexibility to where if something like this happens or something unexpected comes up with a customer that they can or one of their associates, that they can just cut the ties. And you say it's not possible to negotiate that. I think you might be wrong.
Really?
If you've got a website,
how do you get a hold of Amazon? I mean, I'd like to talk to them.
There are ways to contact them. They actually
can't get anybody on the phone who can say anything.
That's not true. Actually, they approached us, and I had a phone conversation with the guy that came to us and talked to us.
In our particular case, but what about somebody who's on the ground? And I don't want to use Amazon in this case because they haven't done it, but I'm sure that it's been done out there at some point in history, where in recent history, where some website had an affiliate program and then decided, you know, we don't like this affiliate stuff. But the affiliates built them to where they were, to the point where they were able to do, go out on their own.
Caveat emptor, buyer beware. Don't get into that agreement if you're concerned that it might happen to you. And it should be concerned. It's a realistic concern. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Have you ever been left out to dry like that? Free Talk Live.
Men, when it comes to male enhancement, we know you want to feel bigger, firmer, more in control. That's why you need Maxoderm. Maxoderm is instant male enhancement. It's topically applied, and it's for any man who wants to feel bigger, firmer, faster. That's right. With Maxoderm, there's no waiting hours, weeks, or even months to feel its effects. Customers report they literally start feeling it in 59 seconds or less. Bet you won't feel that with a pill. So guys, if you want to feel bigger, firmer, faster than ever before, go with the one product you can count on. Maxoderm, with over 50 million applications sold to men just like you. Isn't it time you used Maxoderm too? Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Maxoderm today. We'll rush it to you in an unmarked package. There's no waiting with Maxoderm. So what are you waiting for?
Call 800-781-9213 and get your free supply of Maxoderm now. Call 800-781-9213. 800-781-9213. That's 800-781-9213.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI.
All right, so we've been talking about Amazon making the decision to shut down their associates programs in states of Rhode Island and North Carolina because of what the legislatures are doing there. Essentially, as Amazon puts it in their letter to their associates, they call it an unconstitutional tax collection scheme. And that in the event that North Carolina repeals this tax collection scheme, we would certainly be happy to reopen our associates program to North Carolina residents. So they're basically telling their associates, hey, sorry, you know, look, we want to do business with you, but there's this criminal gang coming in here threatening to extract more money from us and our customers. And so in the best interest of our customers, we have to sever, and our bottom line, of course, we have to sever this relationship. Clearly, they don't want to do it. And what I might recommend to our listeners, if they happen to be Amazon associates in Rhode Island and North Carolina, is that you just sign up again with a different address. You know, you don't have to have, you could do a direct deposit.
Open
into
a
your
P.O.
account.
Box in Massachusetts, sir.
I don't even know if you have to go through that. You may just be able to get away with just putting an address in that, you know, just changing your address to South Carolina or something like that. As long as you're getting the
your
direct deposits,
yeah.
Then it's just going straight to your bank account. They don't have to mail you a check to an address that's in the banned states. I don't know if that would work, but it's an idea worth investigating. But then we came up to this issue, Mark, where you're saying you believe it's bad business when, and again, leaving the criminal gang out of the picture of this discussion. You're just saying, in general, an affiliates program being shut down on the affiliates is bad because the affiliates have spent a lot of time building the brand, building the image, promoting this corporation, what, fill in the blank, whatever the affiliates corporation is, that they've been putting all that effort into doing that, and it's just not nice for the program to be shut down like that. Is that what you're saying?
It is. I don't like that the conversation has gone this way while we're talking about Amazon, because simply we were talking about affiliate programs, and I don't want to include Amazon in this. I'm not besmirching the name of Amazon. I'm just saying that I don't particularly like these affiliate programs that have these what in the industry are called per action revenue share or per inquiry, or, you know, have somebody fill out a website, whatever these things are. I don't like that form of monetary compensation because I feel that it is in some ways immoral.
The actual affiliate program itself is immoral, or the cutting off of the affiliate program? I'm confused.
I think that one can do it better in better ways than others, and big companies that offer it, like Amazon, for instance, that don't cut off their affiliates, I don't feel they've done anything wrong. I don't have any bad feelings about them or anything like that. However, you know, I mean, being in the advertising business, I get all kinds of offers for all kinds of different advertising that aren't, you know, pay for the commercial. And I don't like them. I have a real problem with ones that say, well, we'll share money with you if you can get people to buy from us. And when you're talking about Amazon, Amazon's got a business model that works, and people are going to buy from them whether they buy through us or not.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
So we get a great deal of, you know, besides promoting Amazon, we get a lot of stuff that we're people that we're going to buy through from Amazon anyway. They just buy through us. So
the money would have gone into Amazon's pocket instead
of
going into ours.
So we get
but we are still building their brand.
We are, but there's a push-pull in it that I do like.
But I think that it's not immoral because you know up front what you're getting into. I mean, you know that you're getting into, whatever the company is, that the agreement you're getting into has you as an independent representative for that company. You may not be authorized
Yeah, well, you could become just a promotional thing for them, and then they can pull out and use you up. And
you know that in advance, right? I mean, you are aware that that is a possibility, that your percentages, whatever they are, 1%, 10%, whatever commission you're getting off of sending them sales, could end the next day without warning. And so any amount of time you spend pouring into building that could be completely neutered at a moment's notice. And I think that you should know that in advance, and I think, Mark,
Mark, you're suggesting they're maybe somehow covering that up, or...
Well, I guess immoral, you know, now that you pointed out, is probably not the greatest word. However, it is a relationship that is unequal and therefore rife with the possibility of immorality. I think that there are police officers out there that are not immoral. However, the relationship of police officer to citizen serf is one that is prone to immorality.
See, I would just bring up a distinction there because, unfortunately, that starts to have a bearing into the political economics front. In any of these voluntary exchanges, I wouldn't say that anyone has any sort of a power over anybody else. You know, you're all voluntary movers on this. And
there are differences, certainly. I'm just saying that it's a relationship that's right. Do you think that you can do something immoral in a voluntary relationship? I mean, you can certainly
defraud people and things like that. This is where I think reputation is so advantageous. This is why the market works so well. You know, the more open the market is and the more participants you get, and the more vocal they are, these unscrupulous, I would probably say just sort of an unscrupulous dealer.
Fine.
These unscrupulous dealers will get bad reputations. They'll say, you know what, they use these guys up, they use people up just to be able to get their name out there, and then they move on. Hopefully these bad movers will recognize that it is not to their advantage to do this because they'll gain a bad reputation, and the good guys gain a good reputation. That's incumbent on us in the marketplace to be able to spread the word about the good guys and the bad guys.
It doesn't change the fact that in that process that some people get maybe not hurt, but they are the ones working with the unscrupulous dealers who are used as an example of this is how unscrupulous dealers work, and I consider that a bad thing. I don't want to be that guy, and I recommend that people not be that guy. Well, anyone I speak to.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Amazon, in the case of Amazon, that's our affiliate. That's one of our affiliate programs.
And I'm not talking about Amazon. No. Your relationship with Amazon.
They've been great to Free Talk Live. The program works very well. I highly recommend it for anybody out there that's trying to raise funds for their website. But I understand that if Amazon all of a sudden gets a stick up its butt about Free Talk Live, maybe somebody complains to them and says, I don't think you should be affiliated with this show. And they take a look at us and, oh, my God, what were we thinking to accepting these guys? Because they have to approve every website that, you know, that comes on board. And then they, you know, maybe get cold feet about being affiliated with us. There goes a grand a month out Free Talk Live's doors, and there's not a damn thing I can do about
it. Maybe you should pick up that telephone and just call the guy that you were talking to previously that contacted you and made it so easy to sign up and say, hey, I'd like to modify our agreement to where you're not able to just drop me.
But I don't care.
Like
it's not my business. I already agreed to their agreement. It's, you know, we're making money for them. They're making money for us. Everything's fine. And if they decide they don't want to be affiliated with us anymore, I wouldn't want to force them to be affiliated with us. And that's something that really bugs me about some of the kind of business practices that go on behind the scenes in the talk radio business. A lot of syndicates use their muscle and the strength of the shows that they have on to force other shows down affiliates' throats.
Strand-downs is what they're called.
Yeah, and I just feel like that's a bad way to do business, just forcing things on clients. And leave me with a real bad taste in my mouth. Anyway, more coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, and you take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark,
you are invited to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. What if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go to Jeremy in Rhode Island, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi. Hey, yeah, Rhode Island's pretty great. I was just at a big family event, speaking to one of my uncles, and he follows a lot of the Rhode Island politics, and they're actually either trying to pass or passed a tax on people who have private wells. And one of the representatives got up there and said, we need this tax because it's not fair that some people have to pay for their water.
Oh,
public water.
So they're not subsidizing the well people need to subsidize everybody else that has the city water?
I doubt they'll make it so other people pay less. They'll probably just use it to, I don't know,
it's
build
just
some
not
government
fair that
program.
They're paying. It's just not fair that they're not paying as much as everybody else in taxes, basically.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the mindset in Rhode Island. So.
Wow. Taxing private wells. That's amazing. So what do you think about this Amazon banning the associates programs in the state of Rhode Island, not allowing people to send them referrals for a cut anymore?
This is the first I've heard about it. I just started reading the article, but is it that they want a sales tax from it, or
essentially a sales tax application type thing.
Yeah. Rhode Island decided it wanted to start collecting tax on the sales that were generated through Rhode Island based associates. So that way they could get a piece of Amazon's action, and Amazon basically said, well, screw this. We're not going to do our associates program in your state anymore.
Well, that's Rhode Island. They don't really think before they act. You know.
All right, man. Well, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, I just want to throw it out there. I just, you know, it's kind of the mindset of these representatives that, you know, any way they can take money, even if you're taking something on your own land.
Thank you for the call tonight, Jeremy. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the mindset.
Although, it's absolutely ludicrous. We have water, and you need to subsidize our water, even though you've got water. What? That doesn't make any sense.
Although sometimes it's not just about money. Sometimes it's about morality, isn't it, Mark? You've got a story that ties into that.
Yeah, this is from...
someone else's morality,
someone else's morality, not your own. Reason.com from Sean McComber. Dressed in a low-cut pink skirt and, excuse me, shirt, tight black booty pants and thick plastic platform stilettos. Stephanie Babines didn't look the part of a political rabble-rouser. Yet an activist is exactly what Babines has become when her efforts to help women shape up through fully clothed, decidedly G-rated, stripper-inspired aerobics run afoul of overzealous officials in the small western Pennsylvania town of Mars.
Mars.
That's my favorite part of this whole
story.
Is this where they make the Mars candies?
I don't know.
M&M Mars.
I just love
who
it.
Knows?
This story is so far out, it's not. It's on Mars.
Okay.
This unyieldingly perky 31-year-old entrepreneur standing in a small forest of steel poles that shoot up from the floor of her mirrored dance and fitness studio has taught dance-phobic authorities an expensive lesson in a federal court. It's pretty surreal to get calls from the New York Times and Wall Street Journal, never mind Dr. Phil, Jerry Springer, America's Got Talent, Babines laughs, leaning back beneath a bookshelf filled with such revolutionary tomes as The World According to Mr. Rogers and The Housewife's Guide to Practical Striptease. it's not attention I went looking for. A few years ago, Babines was a senior executive at a financial services company, nary a feather boa dancing in her head, struggling with an 80-hour work week that severely depleted her enthusiasm for the gymnasium. One night over dinner, a friend mentioned that pole dancing had become a hot new fitness trend. On a whim, Babines purchased a pole online. I thought it'd be something silly to laugh about with my friends, she said, until I started losing weight like crazy and fitting into the cute jeans. With the fire of a convert burning in her rapidly shrinking belly, Babines took a pilgrimage to Las Vegas Studio of Fitness Pole Dancing's Grand Doyen Fiona Mondley.
No. The Studio of Fitness Pole Dancing.
Yeah, whatever.
I like this article. It's well written.
So this is not supposed to be sexy? Well read, this is not a sexy thing? This is like... You said it was G-rated?
Are aerobics classes sexy?
No, but the intention is not to...
My goal is to sit on a recumbent bike that faces that is closest to the faces class. Towards whatever women's fitness class there is.
Yeah, definitely.
And a lot of guys do this. You know, it's nothing unusual. If you're going to
you mean lurk creepily and the YMCA?
It's so common, it's not even that creepy.
Yeah, that's okay. Why curves was invented, because women would not... They don't appreciate that.
But yeah, cool. Not all of them do. Well, never mind. I'm not going to go into women's
ladies,
fitness.
If you ever see Mark in your gym, now you know. Now you know what he's
look,
doing there.
I've got it. I hate aerobic exercise. Just hate it. It's so boring to me, especially on the machines. I just do not enjoy it. I can't read because it kind of gives me a motion sickness thing. I find TV boring. What do you want me to look at? I find women dancing compelling.
I'm not blaming you for it. You're
saying.
A man.
He's very defensive. Me thinks
I'm not.
The man doth protest too
you're
much.
You're a man. What am I protesting?
I'm just saying.
Told you I like to watch women dance.
I'm just saying it should be aware. That's all.
All right.
So, not that you're that lecherous or will do anything beyond just watch.
So anyway, you were asking whether it was sexy or not. Anyway, one night I've lost my
so
place.
It is not
thank
intended
goodness.
To. So this isn't intended to. This is just
it's
for losing weight. It's not to you know install a pole at the house and titillate the husband. I guess it would be right. I mean, to some
it
extent,
it could be. Yeah, I mean, one could certainly do that. One might use the skills that one learns in pole
goodness.
Dancing. You know, the group pole dancing class that this woman teaches to titillate one's lover at home. However, this is
not
a pole dancing class for people who want. want to get in shape.
Right, so it's not advertised in that way, not advertised in turning on your husband kind of thing.
Right. Feminist printed brochures began teaching what quickly became overflow classes three nights a week at a local dance studio, realizing she needed a place to stake her own pole. Bevanis rented space to pursue a more expansive, vampy fitness vision, including power lap dance, challenge your core, okay, and unleash your inner vixen, yoga, belly dancing.
That's definitely advertised towards increasing the sexual appetite of one's partner. But
what difference
who cares?
Does it make?
Right, I'm just trying to understand how it's
these
marketed.
Are
that's all.
Classes for adult women.
Yes.
The vast majority of these clients, I've worked in gyms for years, and I can tell you that the vast majority of the clients that come through the door are adult women participating in adult female activities. You're not talking about 14-year-old
right.
girls there. Those girls should be participating in high school sports. This is not the purpose of these things.
No,
unless they make that a high school sport, which would be pretty darn nonsense.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know what to say about that.
you're right, Mark. I mean, I'm with you that they should be leaving these folks alone. I'm just trying to understand how they're marketed, and power lap dancing is very interesting.
Okay, I was going to just skip on, but going on with the yoga, belly dancing, these are the other things they offer. Just some of these things I really want to say. Hip-hop aerobics, subtitled Learn the Art of Popping, Locking, Funk, and Crunk. Sessions with Pittsburgh's only certified hoopnica hoop dancing instructor. I don't know what any of this is.
Can you spell hoopnica for me? No, I mean H-O-O-P-N-I-C-A?
N-O-T-I-C-A, yes.
N-O-T-I-C-A.
Bevanis sank thousands into renovating her studio. The town inspector made mostly small requests, lighting the exit sign, replace the furnace valve, and so on. But then she was blindsided by a subsequent letter declaring that the studio, which was christened Oh My, You're Gorgeous, as an adult business, ineligible for an occupancy permit. This was a perplexing pronouncement on a facility that forbade spectators and catered solely to fully clothed women.
Members only.
Yeah.
You got to come in, you got to pay, and maybe they'll let you sit and watch a class for free, but only if you're a woman, right?
I don't know if this is a women's only thing, but it's certainly...
Oh, I see.
It says it's catered solely to fully clothed women. I don't know. You'd be a really strange guy to do the whole class, dancing class.
I think Gail would like that. Gail might like that.
Why does it have to be the gay guy?
I don't know. He's not here to answer for himself, though. 800-259-9231.
Are you saying I'd be any less straight if I took a pole dancing class?
No, not at all. More on the way. You bring up anything, and there's more to the story. It is Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Gart.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the Free Talk Live Amp program. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room forum, and more. If you were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you would have had access to some free alcohol from Jason Osborne and SACL CAI, is another amp perk. So head over again to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board and help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and around the world. Bring new internet listeners on board and get them listening to the program as well. So again, amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a band. And has this passed yet, Mark, or is it in talks right now?
Well, this is
a ban on.
This is actually, she has won a court case against a ban that was. It wasn't really a ban. She was labeled an adult business.
Oh, I see. So they didn't bother passing a law on this. She was running a pole dancing fitness class.
Yeah.
Then the city, was it, came in and told her that this was an adult business and pay up.
Town,
right?
Yeah.
They told
the town
her to
of
pay.
Mars.
Were they trying to get money out of her or shut her down?
Shut her down. It says the studio, which was christened Oh My, You're Gorgeous, I guess is the name of the studio, was an adult business ineligible for an occupancy permit. Perplexing announcement. The facility that forbade spectators, this is the facility, it forbade spectators and catered solely to fully clothed women.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds like an adult business? Doesn't to me.
So she was targeted and successfully won the case?
Correct.
Oh, well, that's good, though. Then that's good news, then. I was
a
little concerned.
It is good news, but the bad news is that, once again...
How much did she spend? How long did that take?
Sure, who knows all those things? I mean, I can continue reading the article, and it's a great article. But the town people, the town inspector people, what do they lose? They lose nothing.
Nothing.
She likely spent a ton on lawyers. And the towns, as any government does, continues to stick its little nose where it does not belong.
In private business.
I'm sure that the very few townspeople, if they knew what was going on here, would think that that's a good idea. But that's what these duly elected representatives felt like they had to appoint these people. Likely, none of the inspectors or the chief inspector, or any of these people, are elected. So it's just we talk about it's a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, and it's so often not.
Sounds like it's a government by the prudes to me. Look, it wouldn't matter to me if they were elected. Let's say that the town inspector was an elected position, and 51% of the people in the town are a bunch of prudes. Well, then you've got yourself a prude inspector who's going to go around and try to shut down anything that's even remotely related to turning somebody on.
Right.
So that still wouldn't be appropriate to me, because I don't believe that the majority should rule. I think there's something inherently wrong about that, saying, well, we believe this and we're in the majority, so we're going to force you to behave in the way we think
right. And many people who are in the majority, they say things like, they agree with that, and they sort of agree with it for themselves. But, like, for instance, smoking, most people will vote for smoking bans and that kind of thing because they don't smoke and they don't like smoke. They haven't thought about it a little farther and thought, hey, wouldn't I like to be able to open my own business and allow people to smoke in my business? And isn't that fair?
Yeah, they don't think it through. And there comes into play here the concept of moral relativism. You know, the traditional conservatives who back these sorts of regulations and don't want to allow gambling in their state or their town. They don't want to allow prostitution to be decriminalized or marijuana to be decriminalized or any of these types of things. They all sort of feel as if if you start to open these things up, suddenly you get moral relativism, and next thing you know, there'll be just a cascade, everything come crashing down, and murders will be occurring here, murders, we'll have no standards, and so on.
It'll be anarchy.
Right, there'll be anarchy, and what they don't understand is, look, if you believe that there is no such thing as moral relativism, and we can get into a very deep philosophical conversation about how morals are actually relative, because everybody has differing opinions in one way or another. But in many cases, human beings do have very common interests in certain things. For example, most humans like to maximize pleasure and minimize pain. So when they encounter other human beings who like to maximize pleasure and minimize pain, they tend to come to certain agreements with them, amazingly, without government getting involved, telling them that they have to do this. Because they know that if they want to be able to maximize their pleasure, they have to allow somebody else to be able to maximize his pleasure.
Correct.
And people who tend to do these sorts of things prosper, and other people who don't, who take advantage of others, they tend to get shunned. That's the way that it happens. That's the way they did it in ancient Ireland. That's the way they did it in ancient Iceland under the Vikings. They didn't have governments. And if someone is a traditional conservative who says a law has to be passed to stop people from doing this uncowardly stuff of pole dancing or striptease, you say, well, why do you have to have a law? I thought morals weren't relative. If morals are not relative and people generally have the same sort of moral fibers, why do you have to impose your belief on people if you think that morals aren't relative, that good is good?
At the same time,
they'll decide for themselves.
It's not good if you're forced to do it. You're not doing
exactly.
it for any righteous or yeah. It,
yeah,
it's,
you're doing
it's
the
not.
Exact opposite. Yeah,
well,
right.
it's not even good if you're not doing good because you're forced to do it. You're doing it with this resentment in your heart. What?
Yeah.
That's what Jesus wants.
Yeah, by imposing morality on someone, you're being immoral.
Right. The church today has totally. They can't even legitimately call themselves Christians. The vast majority of Christians
can't
because Christ would have never forced people.
Not
to be able to dance.
Yeah, and I was talking with Ferb about this, and they have a concept in his church about unrighteous dominion. And thou shalt not lord it over someone else, because that's getting in the way of the big guy out there.
Oh, wait a minute. You can dance just in the way that they spend.
Not the Baptists? The Baptists don't say you can dance, so everybody's got their own little thing here. Don't they
dance in the Bible at some point? Like the dancing is very godly.
It was like a rave or something. I don't know, something like that.
Well, these are the same people that say that Jesus didn't drink wine, Ian. Mm. They read the Bible the way they feel like reading the Bible, even though the Bible is a document that was made 300 something years after Jesus died.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it is very interesting because these sorts of things, they always come up, especially when people are talking about if people have traditionally been brought up in the constitutional framework and they say, well, you've got to have these little areas where you can, the founders wanted pockets of experimentation. And if something was bad in one area, you could go someplace else. They allowed for these local types of dumb ideas. And yeah, they did.
Murder and theft is everywhere.
This is the problem, though, is this idea that somehow people will move. And this is. is absolute poppycock. This the little pockets of experimentation thing.
Black people in the South are still there.
There are still black people in the South. They continue to live in Mississippi, Alabama, and these states are still, as far as I'm concerned, you know, when you look at the way blacks are treated there compared to where they're treated elsewhere, it's just not as good.
Although I have to say, you know, we have looked at, I mean, the history of the United States is it is a repository for people who said, you know what, I'm getting out. This is too much.
Ireland. There are plenty of black people that moved to Montreal, remember, to Chicago, to Detroit. They moved all
but
over.
Those are the
but
exceptions.
A lot of them didn't. I don't know if they were the
exceptions.
Well, they have to be the exceptions.
But even if only half of them did the half that stayed deserve the kind of treatment that they got?
No,
the kind
not.
Of vigilante justice?
But what I'm saying to what Gardner says is the people that moved to this country were the exceptions. The rest of them didn't move.
Well, that's the Free State Project.
The rest of the people in there. Right, exactly.
That's what
the
we've
rest
got.
Of the people in Europe, they stayed where they were, just like the poor blacks in the South stay where they were.
Just
most
like
of them,
the vast majority of libertarians who are listening to
are.
This show will not pick up and move to the Free State Project, even though day by day, minute by minute, their freedoms are being taken away.
Right.
Whether it's their freedom to own a cheeky black and white color schemed pole dancing studio, or whether it's their ability to have smoking in their business, or whether it's the increased taxes, or whether it's the cops that are doing fundraising with guns on their hips, whatever it is, they won't do it either.
And all the while mouthing, famous quotes like good men, the only thing that takes for evil to prosper is for good men to do nothing.
Yeah,
and pretend like, well, they're doing something, right? So therefore evil shouldn't be prospering. But look around. Look at what's happening. Just because you're calling your so-called representatives and running a candidate for office every 2 years doesn't mean that you're going to win the day as far as liberty is concerned.
Did the health inspector there care whether Ms. Babinus contacted the health inspection office and said, what you're doing is wrong. You shouldn't be doing it.
Nope. I'm fascinated by the sort of comparison of the amount of time and energy that people take contacting their congressman, contacting their local official, contacting their state representative, trying to write letters and so on, when they could move someplace. And devote some of that time.
You still have to do things when you move as well.
You do.
Running is not an effective way to. It's not.
The question
over time,
is,
it's not effective to avoid tyranny because it will continue.
Yeah. The question is, can you get someplace where you're working with others closely to get out of it?
That is a question that now has an answer of yes. And of course, the Free State Project is that answer. FreeStateProject.org to learn more about that. 800-259-9231 to bring up what you want. Hour number three is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.